Like somebody's hitting somebody on the shoulders, he's hitting him. That's the way you hit. In other words, you don't just make hazor one upwards and seven completely downwards, but a one in a straight stroke downwards. Like you whip somebody, you go completely downwards slowly. Here also, the seven lamata was in a slow stage, one after another, going downwards. Like Rashi says, Kimakib Ritsua Shamaschum and Aksofim Amakab Helech Lamata. It's going like downwards. More weiter. Tono Kishu Maza. How is the Maza? How does he get the dam from his finger onto the, like, Bein HaKapurus? So Kishu Maza Eino Maza Ala Kapurus. He doesn't spray the dam, throw the dam to reach the Kapurus itself. It doesn't really reach the urine. Ela Kinegin Uvio of Shakapurus. It goes. Kineged, it goes opposite the side of the thickness of the kapurus. In other words, it lands on the floor in front of the kapurus. And kishumaza lamala, the same thing. Now, when he was maza upwards, is mitzadeh yoda lamata. He turns his hands downwards. And like the mirror explains, he turns his fingers downwards, and then he throws it upwards. If you want to throw something upwards, first you start downwards, and you go upwards. That's the way his finger that has the dam, that he dips his finger into the blood, now he holds his finger downwards and like brings it up, throws it upwards. When he wants to later do the seven hazois downwards, is mitzadeh yoda lamala, the opposite way. First he puts his finger upwards, and then he comes downwards. That's the way you throw downwards. You start upwards, and then you come downwards. That's called mitzadeh yoda lamala. So Rashi explains, Eina maz ala kapurus means agaga. You don't throw the blood on top of the gag, on top of the kapurus. Ela kineged uviv, but opposite the thickness. Ho yudomim noigim bo, but the blood itself did not touch the kapurus. Kishu maza achas lamalo. When you want to make lamata, you turn the palm of your hands downwards like umaza kalpe male, and you throw it upwards. So kishu maza hashev lamata. When you want to throw the seven downwards. Mitzadeh yoda lamala, you turn your heads upwards. Umaze lamul ponov achas gevoya v'yachas benoma chemenum. V'kulum nefelus loris. But all the dams only fall on the floor, not on the kapurus itself. All right, turn over. So Gemara says, minuhan emili. How do we know this yisoid? That when you throw the make the hazoyas hadam, it does not have to touch the kapurus itself, but only falls on the floor in front of the kapurus. Is Omar Rav Achor by Yaakov, Omar Rabbi Zera, Omar Kroa. The pasuk says like this: Vehizo oisoi al hakapurus. You should throw the dam al hakapurus and smash him on top of the kapurus. V'lefnei hakapurus, and then you should do it in front of the kapurus. That's the one you do lamata downwards. Now lo yoimer lamata b'soyer. Really, the end of this pasuk is extra. It did not have to say by the dam hasoyer. V'lefnei hakapurus, you should throw the dam downwards. The light tzarech, it's like extra. The goma mimata de par, because we learn it out anyway from the avodas hapar. Like we'll soon see the psukim amakish, the din, however you act with the dam hapar, that's the way, the same way you have to act with the dam hasoyer. So since it says already by the dam hapar that you have to throw it downwards seven times, why does it have to say again by the dam hasoyer v'lefnei hakapurus? Is Loma Nemer, what does it say it for? Is Leakushre to say the Tekish. Al Lilifnei. To learn out Al, what goes on top, the one Hazor upwards, from the same Hazor, the same way we do it downwards. That Ma Lifnei. Just like the seven Hazor that we throw it downwards. To Lav Al, it does not go on top of the Kapurus, but like the Pasuk says, for Lifnei HaKapurus, I'll tell you, Af Al. Who Adim, when the Pasuk says on top, that you have to throw one upwards, to lav out. It does not mean directly, really, on top of the kapurus, but just you make an upward movement, but the blood itself falls down on the floor in front of the kapurus. That's this limut. So now the Gemara goes on and says, no, maybe adarabah, let's say just the opposite. Lo yoimar lamala bapar. It does not have to say that we do hazor, we throw the blood upwards by the par. To light sorrow, because really it's extra. Why the gomar mimalo disoyer? We learn it out from the loch of throwing the blood upwards by the dam hasoyer. So lomo nemer, what does it say also by Allah kapurus What does it say by the dam of the par? Is la'akushay to learn out lifnei la'al, that the same way you throw it downwards, that's the same way you have to throw it upwards. That ma'al, just like when you throw it upwards, al ha'kapuris, is al mamish, maybe it means really. The blood has to reach the kapuris itself, has to go on top of the urin. Maybe af lifnei al mamish, who are them when you throw the seven downwards, also, but the blood has to reach the, maybe it has to reach the body, you say, learn out from the dam ha'soyer, learn it out from the dam ha'par. Now, really, like we'll soon see the rest of the Gemara, the pshat really is like this. In the Torah, it says both by the dam ha'par and by the dam ha'soyer that you have to throw it upwards and downwards. However, by the dam ha'par, the Torah explains that you have to do it seven times downwards. How many times upwards, the Torah doesn't say by the dam ha'par. When the Torah talks about the dam ha'soyer, just the opposite. There the Torah says that you do it one time upwards, but how many times downwards, it doesn't say. So we learn now the downwards of the dam ha'soyer from the downwards of the dam ha'par, which is seven times. And we learn now how many times we do it up by the dam ha'par, it doesn't say. So we learn it out from the dam ha'sar, the dam ha'soyer. So really, when the Torah says to do it upwards by the dam ha'par, and when the Torah says to do it downwards by the dam ha'soyer, since these two places, the Torah does not explain itself and say how many times you have to do it, but rather we learn it out from the Hekish that one has the same halacha like the others. So really, it's extra. That the Torah did not have to say by the par the inyan of doing it upwards, and the Torah did not have to say by the dam ha'soyer doing it downwards. So these are the two inyanim that are extra. So now we're going to learn out from each one of them to see what did we learn out, what the Torah said was extra. So that was the Gemara's Kasha. Who says to learn out from the dam ha'soyer to teach us that the same way downwards it does not reach the Mizbeach, who had been up the Oren, who had been upwards does not reach it either, maybe learn out the other way. Learn out from the dam ha'par that the same way upwards maybe does have to reach the Kapuris, maybe going downwards also has to reach the Oren. So the Gemara says, Hai Mai, no, that can't be. Because Iyam Rit Bishleim, if you're going to tell me like this, Lamate de Soyer, the reason why the Torah says the extra time of throwing it downwards by the Dam HaSoyer, even though the Torah doesn't say how many times, is La Kushe Lamalo, to learn out the, to the top. In other words, the same way when you throw it downwards, it does not have to reach the Kapuris, the Oren. Who are them when you throw it upwards? It also does not have to reach. Then it's very good why it says extra by the Dam HaSoyer. What do you do about now by the Dam HaPar? What does the Torah say this extra time to throw it upwards? I tell you, mi boyle, that we need for another reason. Likiratanya, devei Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov, detona devei Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov. He learned like this. The Pasuk says, al pnei hakapuris kedma, that you have to throw the Dam HaPar upwards, and pnei hakapuris kedma the east side. So, ze bon av, from here we learn out all of the places, that komokam shenema pnei. Anytime the Torah says in front, what does Pnei in front mean? Einu ela kodim. It always has to mean the east side, the kodim Mizrach side. So that's the limud why it says extra by the Dam HaPar, you need to throw it upwards. To teach us, it always means the kedem or the Mizrach side. Eli Yarmut. But if you're going to tell me, Lamala de Par, the reason why the Torah says this extra time to throw upwards by the Dam HaPar is La Kushe Lamato. To learn out that just like upwards, it has to touch the Kapuris Mamish. Who are them when you make the seven Hazoyas downwards? It also has to reach the Yorin. That's what it says by the Dam HaPar. So, Bezoy de Soyer Lamayosa. Why does the Torah have to say an extra time by the Dam HaSor, the Indian of throwing it downwards? Since it doesn't explain itself how many times, we have to learn it out from the Dam HaPar anyway. So, it's extra. Why does the Torah say it? So, if you're going to learn like this, it's extra. We don't know why it says it. Therefore, the Gemara says it's better to learn out the other way. That we know why the Torah says the extra Dam HaSoyer, the doing it downwards, is to teach us that just like downwards does not reach the Oren, who are then when you make the Hazor upwards, it also does not have to reach the Oren. I wanted the Torah said the Dam HaPor, the extra time doing it upwards, that's to teach us the drush we had before, that whenever the Torah says the word Pnei, it always means Kedma, the east side. Now the Gemara goes right to explain that, like we just said, that how do we know that by the par upwards it's only one time, and how do we know by the soyer downwards it's seven times? So Tana Rabbanan, the Brisa sounds like this. The Pasuk says, V'hiza oisoy ala kapuris v'lefnei hakapuris. This is by the dam of the soyer, the sir izim, the tachatas l'Hashem. It says, throw it, for he's the oisay al kaparis, like throw it once upwards towards the kaparis, for the fnei hakaparis, and then do it downwards. Now, lomadnu kama lamala besoyer. The Torah says clearly here the word, how many times you have to do it upwards, because it says, v'hi's a oisai, which is achas. It means one time upwards. So we know how many times you have to do it upwards. By the dam ha-soyer, it says once. Lamata besoyer, but then the end of the pasuk says, v'lifnei ha-kapurus, means do it downwards. Eni yodei kama, I do not know how many times we have to, like, throw the dam downwards. Is hareini dan. Let's see how we can learn it out from. Nemru domim lamata v'par. It says that you have to throw the dam 7 times downwards by the dam apar. V'nemru domim lamata b'soyer. And it says by the dam of the soyer, also you have to make the 7 hazoyes, you have to make the hazoyes downwards. But we don't know how many times. So let's learn out. Ma lamata b'par sheva. Just like by the par, the Torah says clearly that blood, you have to throw it 7 times downwards. Is af lamata b'soyer sheva. Who are then by the dam of the soyer also, when you have to throw it downwards, the Torah says downwards means 7 times. That's one way to learn out. The Mor says, oi klach l'derech zu, or else let's turn around, let's try to learn it out a little bit differently. That nemru domim lamala b'soyer. The Torah says by the dam of the soyer, you have to throw it upwards, and it says 1 time upwards. V'nemru domim lamata b'soyer. The Torah also says, lefnei hakaparis, you have to do it downwards. We don't know how many times though, so maybe learn it out that ma lamala b'soyer achas, just like upwards, we have to do it 1 time upwards of dam ha-soyer. Maybe af lamata b'soyer achas. Maybe huadim when the Torah says v'lifnei hakapuris downwards, it also only means 1 time. So Gemara says niru. Let's see lemi doima. Which way is more to learn out? Better to learn out from. One svar is donin mata mimata. Learn out bottom of the soyer from the bottom of the dam ha-par. That means 7 times. The ain donin matamamala, and don't learn out the bottom from the soyer from the top of the soyer. That's one way. Like we were saying until now, that we're learning out just like by the dama par, you have to do it 7 times downwards. Who are then by the dama soyer also needs 7 times downwards? So the verse says adarab, maybe no. Donin gufa migufay. Learn out better the same type of an animal, the soyer from the soyer. The aim donin gufa mi alma, and don't learn out to the dam ha-soyer from the dam ha-par. So maybe just like upwards by the dam ha-soyer means 1 time, maybe huadin downwards also means only 1 time by the dam ha-soyer. How do we know taka to do it 7 times downwards? So Talmud Leiman, this the apostle comes to teach us and says the also es domoi kasher also dam ha-par, that you have to do to the blood of the soyer the same way you did to the par. Shein Talmud Leima doesn't have to say it kasherosa. That's the way you should do it. Oma Talmud Leima kasherosa. Why does the pasuk say this is the way you should do it? It means sheyiyu kol asiyosef shova. Shovis. That all the doings of the dam ha-par and the dam ha-soyer should be alike. That means kishem shelamata bapar sheva. Just like the Torah says clearly that by the dam ha-par 7 times downwards is kach lamata b'soyer sheva. Who are them when you have to throw it downwards? The dam ha-soyer, also the term means 7 times. So, lamadnu kama lamata bapar u'v'soyer. So far we know how many times you have to do it downwards by the dam ha-par and the dam ha-soyer is sheva. You have to do it 7 times. That's about downwards. Now, lamala. What about doing it upwards? Is lamala bapar en yaday? I do not know how many times you have to throw the dam upwards. Is bapar any day come? How many? For rainy dawn, let's see if we can learn it out. That nemru domim lamala b'soyer. It says the Indian you have to throw the blood upwards by the dam ha-soyer. For nemru domim lamala bapar. Who are them by the dam of the par? The par shall the kohen gadol. Also the Torah says now make hazo upwards. Now ma lamala b'soyer. Just like by the dam of the soyer. Achas, it means 1 time that we had before. It means 1 time upwards. Is up 1 time upwards. Is af lamala bapar achas, who are then throwing the dam of the dam apar upwards, is also only 1 time. That's one way to learn. Oi klach l'derech zu, or else let's go look at another way. That nemru domim lamata bapar. It says the Indian of making the zrika 7 times downwards by the dam apar. V'nemru domim lamala bapar. It also says you have to do it upwards by the dam apar. But it doesn't say how many times. So maybe ma lamata bapar sheva, just like downwards, you have to throw the dam downwards in front of the kapuris 7 times. Maybe af lamala bapar sheva, But what then when the Torah says to do it upwards, in an upward motion that we had before, you put your hands downwards and bring them up, throw them up, maybe also at seven times, just like by the Lamata of the Par is seven, maybe the Lamala is also seven. So the Gemara says, Nira Lemidoima, let's see to which case is more alike. Donin Ma'ala, Milo, Mi Milo, one Svar is learn out top to from top. In other words, just like by the Dam of the Sawyer, upwards is one time. Who had in the Dam of the Par should also only be one time upwards. V'yein Donin Ma'ala Mimato, and don't learn out from the Dam of Par, just like downwards at seven, who had in upwards is also seven. Or else Adarab, no, we'll say just the opposite. That Donin Gufa Megufay. There's a Svar to learn out the same avoid of the Dam of Par upwards, from the Dam of the Par you do downwards. Just like downwards is seven, maybe upwards is also seven. V'yein donin gufa mi alma, don't learn out the Dhamma Par from the Dhamma Sawyer. So we're stuck, we don't know which way to learn out. Talmud Loima, this the apostle comes to teach us and says, V'oso es domoi kasher oso. You have to do to the Dhamma of the Sawyer the same way you did to the Dhamma of the Par. Shein Talmud Loima kasher oso, the apostle did not have to say that's the way to do it. Well, ma Talmud Loima kasher oso, why does it say this is the way to do it? It means to say Shiyu Kolasi Yosef Shabbos, that all the doings should be alike. That means that this is the maskona that Kishem Shelamate Bapar Sheva, just like the Torah says clearly, by the Dama Par, you have to throw it like seven times downwards, is Kach Lamata Bisoya Sheva. Who adim when the Torah says to do it downwards by the Sawyer, even though it doesn't say how many times, that's this Kasharosa, they both have the same halacha, they're both seven times downwards. Just like the Torah says clearly that you do it one time upwards by the Dama Sawyer, is kach lamala b'parachas. Who adim when you have to throw the dam upwards by the Dama the Par, also the Pasuk says kasheroso. They both have the exact same halachas, that just like by the Dama the Sawyer is one time up, who adim the Dama the Par is also one time up and not more, not seven times. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding Daf Nun Hei, parable from 3/4 down. Achas, holding my 2 dots. Achas v'yachas, achas v'shtayin. This is the way they used to count the hazois when they did by the par and by the sawyer. On Yom Kippur, he had to do 7 lamato and 1 lamalo. So first he did a hazoi, he made it go upwards like this. Like we had it more before, he put his hand downwards and he threw the blood with his finger upwards, and the dam fell down on the floor in front of the kapurus. And then he did a second time, seven times downwards motion. He started with his finger up, and he went downwards, 7 times downwards. So he used to count achas, that means 1 he did lamalam. Then achas v'yachas. Then he did 1 up, 1 down. Achas v'shtayim, 1 up and 2 down. Tana Rabbanan. Our gear is like we have in our Mishnah, achas, 1 upwards. Then achas v'yachas, 1 up, 1 down, achas v'shtayim, achas v'sholosh, achas v'yarba, achas v'chomesh, achas v'shesh, achas v'sheva. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir. She does the way it says in our Mishnah. We first count the 1 that he did upwards, and then we count the 1, 2, 3, till 7 that he does downwards. We have Yehudi Reimer, achas, first you do 1 lamala, then achas v'yachas, that's the same way, 1 and 1. Now, shtayim v'yachas, sholosh v'yachas, Arba v'yachas, Chomesh v'yachas, Shesh v'yachas, Sheva v'yachas. That's the way he holds, that's the way Yehuda holds, they counted. That first they said the number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever you're holding going downwards, and then you said v'yachas, the one that you did upwards. So Gemara says, v'loi pligi, there's no real machlekes in Aloch and Din, how you have to count. But just mar ki asrei, or mar ki asrei. Each one went after the way he said it in his town. So Rashi explains, Maki Asrei, the Asred Reb Meir, Moinen Minyan Klal Tchilo. Like you have number 22. So first you used to say the Klal of 20. V'yachakach Prat, Kogoyin Esrim V'yachas, 21. Or else Esrim V'shtayim, 22. The Asred Reb Yehuda, Porat Tchilo Shtayim V'yesrim, Sholosh V'yesrim. And Yehuda said, no, first used to say the Prat, the smaller number, and then they would say the Klal, the bigger number. That's the way they went around. So Mela, just depends how you count. Do you count 21, but you count 1 and 20, 2 and 20. But really, the ikavot is you have to count the 1 upwards, and then the 7 going downwards. Which way you do it, 1 and 2, 1 and 3, or 3 and 1, it depends how your city, how they count by you. Samar says, the kuliyam, everybody holds though, miyas hazoi rishayna tricha minyan. The first one, the one you do lamala, you have to include it in all your countings. Like you have to say 1 upwards, 1 downwards, then 1 up and 2 down, 3 down, 4 down. But you always have to say achas, achas v'shtayim, achas v'yarba. Hasrichas minyan im kol achas v'yachas. You have to count the one that you did upwards with all the rest of them that you're counting you're going downwards now. For the Gemara, my timer, what's the reason for this? How come when you're counting the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of downwards, you also have to count achas to say you did one lamala? Is Rabbi Lezer, what Rabbi Lezer says, shelo yito b'hazois. Stop to give him time to think in between, he should not make a mistake in his counting. Like he has to be careful. This is the second one downwards, the third one, fourth one. So to give him time to think, to know what he's doing, he also includes the number one that he already did upwards. Rashi says, Shlo yita, shiheloi shoyis pentayim, lo seis liboi leminyin shlo yita. He should have time in between one hazor to the next one to think, to realize, to know exactly where he's holding, not to make a mistake. That's why we're marach a little bit in between and we say, achas v'shtayim, achas v'yarba, achas v'chomesh. We say the extra one each time to give him more time to think. Rabbi Yechonon Amar, no, he also exerts a kosif. Rabbi Yechonon Amar, Omakro, the pasuk says, "V'lefnei ha-kapores yazer." Says an extra word here, yazer, because we know already we're talking about the hazor, the sprinkling, spritzing of this dam. Shein tamud loyim yazer. The pasuk did not have to say the word yazer. Olma tamud loyim yazer. How come the pasuk says extra v'lefnei ha-kapores yazer? You should spray the dam in front of the kapores. Is limud al hazor rishoyna to teach us that this first hazor that you do lamalam, the achas is shetzricha minyan im kol achas v'yachas. You have to keep on counting that first one that you made the hazor upwards with all the rest of the seven you do lamatam. So it's gzera sakosib that when you count the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 going downwards, you also have to say achas with each one of them. That's this extra word of yazer. L'fnei hakaparus yazer to say that the minyan, the count of this one going upwards, you have to include it with all the ones going downwards. So Gemara says, "My binayu, what's the nafkamina v'tamas svara, or it's exeris a custom that you have to count achas v'shtayim, achas v'shalosh?" So Gemara says, "Ikim binayum the leimon of leitor. Let's say you did not count; you only did achas one lamala. Then you did achas v'shtayim, shalosh v'yarba. You didn't count achas v'yarba, and you didn't make a mistake in your count. So according to Rabbi Yechonon." According to Rabbi Lez's time, that it's only you should not make a mistake. So if you didn't make a mistake, but the evidence is good, even though you only counted achas shtayim shalosh v'yarba, you didn't count the achas shtayim, still it's good, because it's only l'tchila you're supposed to do it, not to make mistakes. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Yechonon, that holds the gzeras hakosiv, there will be even likuva. Like Rashi says, the pasuk says chukah by the Indian here. So whatever the Torah says, it's chukah, it has to be, if you don't do it, it's possum. So according to Rabbi Yechonon, that's exeris hakosav of l'fnei hakaparus yazer, to teach us that the way you count the seven hazois downwards has to be including each time the one hazoi you did upwards. You have to say achas v'shtayim, achas v'shalosh. If you don't do it, it's posel. So it's a nafkamina b'dieved if you don't count the achas v'shtayim, achas v'shalosh, is it kosher or not? According to Rabbi Lez, it would still be kosher. It's only chetchila not to make a mistake. But according to Rabbi Yechonon, it's exeris hakosav, it'll be posel even b'dieved if you don't have it. Then the Mishnah says, Yotza v'henichoy alkan hazov shevechel. The Kohen Gadol, when he finished making the hazois with the dam hapar in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he went outside and put down this mizrach, he put down this kli full of the blood, there was still blood of the par left over, he put it down on a kan, on a stool, on a stand made out of gold in the hechel. Now, Tanan Hosam, we learned, and the Mishnah says, a machlekes if there were two stands or one stand. And then it says the Kohen Gadol, then after he finished with the power, he went to get the Sawyer, the Sir Ezim, which was Lachatis. He made the Shechita then, he made the Kabbalah Saddam, and he took the Dam into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he did the same thing there. He made one Hazor Lamala, and then seven Hazors Lamata.
And when he finished with the dam of this Sawyer in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he came outside. So according to the Tanakhama, there were two cans, there were two stands there. So he put down the blood now from the Sawyer on the second stand. So on the first stand, he already had the Mizrah with the blood of the par. And now when he got finished coming out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the third time, he put it down on a separate stand for the dam of the Sawyer. That was the Tanakhama. We have Yehuda in the Mishnah said no. He said there was only one stand. There was only one stand there. So what he did was, he came out, and he first picked up the Dama power in his hand, and then he put down the Dama Sawyer on the stand. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there was only one Khan in the Eichel. So first, it's Poshim, when he came out the first time with the Dama power, he put it down on the stand, and he went to work with the Sirizim to make that a Chatis, and bring the Dama inside. Now when he came out the third time from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he had in his hand the Dama Sawyer. So what he did was, first he picked up in his hand the Dam HaPar, and then he put down on that stand the Dam HaSoyer. And like the Mishnah says, with the Dam HaPar now, he had to do another set of Hazois, one upwards and seven downwards, not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but in the Heichel. Outside in the Heichel, facing towards the Parachis, he made another set of this one and seven Hazois. But the Kitta, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there was only one Khan there. So Shaul is why? Why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, weren't there also two stands? Like Lamaisa, you had two different dams that you had to put down there. You had the dam from the par, the Kohen Gadol's own par, and then we have the dam from the Sirizim, from the Shnei Gerolos, that the one was Echad Lachatas Lashem. The one that came out Lashem, that's the Sirizim he's making for Chatas now. So since you had to have the work with the two dams, so why weren't the two stands there? So Mar says, we'll see Rabbi Yehuda's reason. That Tanan Hossam, the same type of halacha we learned also in the Gemara in Shkolim. We had there that Rabbi Yehuda Weiner, Lo Yehoye Shofaros Lekine Choyva. There wasn't a shofar like a box where to put the money for people that had a chiyuv to bring the Kine Choyva. Moshe Lazav or Azova. They have to bring the two birds. One is a chatas and one is an oilam. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, there wasn't a shofar, a special box to put the money for the choyvas. Why not? Mepnei HaTarubas. Because we're afraid the two birds will get mixed up. The chayvis means you have to bring one for Naila, one for Chatis. So we're afraid that maybe those two birds will get mixed up. We won't know which one is the Chatis, which one is the Naila. So Mara says, my Mifnei HaTarubas. What does it mean we're afraid it'll get mixed up? Amar Rav Yosef, Mifnei HaTarubas, Chayvah bin Adova. A little different. We're afraid the money will get mixed up from the Shofar that went for Adova to the Shofar that went for Chayvah. Let's see, Rashi says, Lohoye Shofaris Lekine Choyva means Shofar, this box in the base of Migdash, Losses Latoche Moyes, to put in their money. Mi Sha'olov Kan Choyva, Shelzav Zov of Yeledis. Anisha just gave birth, she has a chiyuv to bring a Kan, which means two pairs of birds, one is an Oila, one is a Chatis. Or in the Tame Migdash, or somebody went into the base of Migdash when he was Tame. Is Geshem Shoye Shofaris Lekan Nadova, Tchitanya Lekamon, that everybody holds. There were Shofaris boxes there in the base of Migdash where people used to put their money if they wanted to bring kinim for an adova, just for an oila. Bishmaitin, now the kahanim loichim b'moyes kinim or makribin oisin. The kahanim then would empty out the money from this pushka and use the money to buy the birds to bring in the adova. So if Yehuda's shita was, there was no shofar or box set aside the people to put the money if they had a chayiv. Like a yoledis nishna gave birth. She has a chiyuv to bring these two birds, one for Nerla, one for Chatis. There was no special pushka for that. Any Isha that wanted to bring it had to bring her own money privately and give it to the Kohen, or else bring the two birds there. Now, why wasn't there a public pushka there, a public shofar, for whoever has a chiyuv to bring the kingdom to put the money there? So Yehuda Shita was with Netarubas, Chayvah bin Adova. Drashi Shema Yischalev Shofar B'Shofar. We're afraid if there'll be two different pushkas there, that they'll get mixed up. True, the people put in the right pushka the money for the chayva, in the left pushka they'll put the money for the dova. People that some want to bring an oilam, we're afraid later on the two pushkas will get mixed up. That's the Yehuda Shita. You can't have two pushkas because we're afraid they'll get mixed up together. Oy mishal nedova chayva v'tivsel, and then it'll become possible. Shachayva, whoever has the chiyuv to bring a kanim is achas lechatas v'achas li'ela. The locher is one bird has to be a chatis and one has to be a korban oila. V'yanadova, people that give money for the kinei nedova, so stand a present, the locher there is kulon oilas. They're all only a korban oila. V'yein maisa oila or maisa chatis shoven. They're a different type of avoidus. What you do with a bird that's a chatis and bird that's an oila. So therefore, in order that the two birds, the money, should not get mixed up,
Rabbi Yehuda's sheet was there were no two shofars there. There was only one shofar there to put the money for Nadavis. So Gemara says now, Amar Rabbi Yosef, what's the Svar Rabbi Yehuda? Why don't we make two different pushkis, two different boxes there? And we'll write on the boxes, we'll write on the pushka, this is the pushka for Kinei Choyvis. Whoever your ledis has to give these two birds, put your money in this pushka. And whoever Stam wants to give money for Nadova, put the money in the other pushka. So what are we afraid the two pushkas will get mixed up? Why should they get mixed up? We'll write on the pushkas what they're for. The Teretz says, Rabbi Yehuda less like Siva. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold